You're listening to a conversation recorded at the East Conference 2024 in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to EastCon 2024. I used con again. I just love that. Hashtag EastCon. So welcome back. And we have our next guest in the seat. We're going to let her tell us who she is and where she's from. So here we go.
Yeah, hi. I am Lexi from Cross County High School.
Awesome. Okay, so Lexi, tell us about what you're here doing.
Yeah, so I am a speaker here at Cross County or at East Conference. So basically, I'm one of the hosts of conferences of East Conference. I help present awards. I was throwing T-shirts earlier. Just having a great time, making sure that everybody's having a memorable experience at conference.
That's awesome. Yeah. Do you like doing that?
Absolutely. I love speaking. I've been working at different events, mainly in sports, but working at different events and conferences, speaking like this, and it's my favorite thing to do. I like to talk, so this is my favorite thing, and I love the East environment.
You know, I can tell you like to talk.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. You're like us. We like to talk, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you talk about doing it with sports and stuff, but I saw that you also work with PBS and some other stuff. Has that been fun?
Absolutely. So it all started with East. My eighth grade year, I became involved with our live stream program at Cross County. It's called CCHS Live, and we cover the football and basketball games. And since then, I just kept on doing play-by-play commentary for it. And then in my 10th grade year in 2021, Arkansas PBS reached out to me, and they asked if they could record a feature film about me because I've been doing commentary, but also I'm the first female to do it at my school, and I also have Tourette syndrome. So they wanted to talk about that and tell that story. And then after Arkansas PBS and getting to work with the producers there, it was so cool. More opportunities just came from that. So I've worked at the King Cotton Hot Egg Classic, which is a national basketball tournament. I've covered collegiate tournaments and everything like that.
That's awesome.
It's been so fun.
That's really awesome.
So this may sound like a dumb question, but is that something you actually want to pursue as a career?
Yes. So I've been doing play-by-play for East Arkansas Broadcasters, which is the radio. And I love radio. I love commentary. I love sports. But I don't necessarily want to stay in radio commentary. So I'll be attending the University of Kansas in the fall to pursue a degree in sports media and society. And the goal is to work with specific sports organizations as a personality or a talent just for that organization.
Sure, yeah.
Like having a talk show or, being halftime and post-game talent and things like that.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I love sports, but I'm not good at them, but I like to talk. So it's kind of the best of both worlds.
There you go. That's right.
So when you got into East, how long have you been in the East program?
I've been a part of the Cross County East program for 6 years now, but my dad was actually an East facilitator I was younger. So I've grown up in an East environment, but I didn't start till my seventh grade year in 2018.
So when did you realize you like to host? You like to, be on air? You like to be a personality?
So it's kind of a funny story. So I used to work a lot with mapping and working with story maps, ArcGIS. Well, my eighth grade year, the guy that did commentary was graduating, and I was a part of me on the inside, I was I want to do this. I just want to try it out. But I was terrified to ask. So whenever I was going to do an interview, my facilitator, who just walked by a minute ago, he said something now if this interview goes good, that's going to determine the future things, talking about the project. But I was in eighth grade and did not know what was going on. So I was well, this has nothing to do with sports media. And he was I'm not talking about that. Well, then a day later, he's hey, you said you wanted to try sports media. And I was yeah. And he goes, well, you're going to commentate the game tonight. It's the big Harrisburg game, big rivalry game. And I messed up on all three things that I said that night. Did absolutely terrible. But I learned from there that I loved it. And so from then, just kept on doing it. And I love it.
That's awesome.
Everything about it, yeah.
So how did you get in this role? Did Matt say you wanted you, or did Mr. Prince, or who told you they wanted you in this role?
In the,
what you're doing here, in your leadership role.
So I applied to be a speaker. I was a speaker my 10th grade year at EastCon 22, and absolutely loved it. I loved everything about it. So then in EastCon 23, I was the ambassador team speaker, the ambassador team leader, where I was over the ambassador team, so I made the schedule and everything like that. And now, since it's my last year, I was I want to go back to where it started. I want to go back to be a speaker. So I just applied to be a speaker, went through that process, and made it here.
That is awesome.
So as a speaker for the East Conference, what does that entail, and what did you talk about?
So being a speaker, so a month ago, we were at the 4-H Center in Little Rock, where we went through a training and basically just wrote scripts, looked at, wrote out what each competition was and made it like that. We planned out all of the fun sections, which throwing T-shirts, that's my favorite part. Talked about that, and then fast forward to now we are like, we host it. Like I said, like this morning we had opening session, which is where we introduced like the logo, who created the logo. We had our alumni speaker and we introduced them. Just kind of the founders and Cornerstone Award winners, hyped up the crowd. So then tomorrow for closing, we will kind of just announce all of the winners of all the competitions and just kind of, you know, wrap everything up and make sure it's fun. And of course, whenever there's like, we call them VIPs in the building, we're usually the ones that are talking to them and showing them around, just making sure that conference is fun for everybody.
Yeah,
so you that is great.
You don't get to spend a lot of time at the booth, do you?
No, not at all. So we have a new facilitator this year, and she was asking me questions about like the booth and how it all works. And I was like, Ms. Witcher, I'm sorry, I've never presented in the booth. Like, I've never had a conference experience where I wasn't on leadership team, because my first year when I was going to go to conference just as an attendee, it was the year that COVID hit and it stopped. So then I guess my only actual like conference as just an attendee was the virtual year, and so since then I've just been in the leadership team, so I've never had a moment in the booth.
Yeah So when you come to conference, the one thing I love about here about students in East is their charisma, their personalities. So you're amongst your people.
Absolutely.
Do you
love
that?
It here. I love it here. Absolutely.
Do you guys ever find yourself trying to outdo the other person?
I wouldn't think so. I think East has a really good, like, it's just the whole, it's like a community. We're kind of like a big family. I feel like everybody, they're like-minded, especially whenever you find people that are in, like, the same aspects as you, like, same projects, whether it's a group of GIS folks, we call them, or, like, if there's people that are doing live stream. I feel like we all just kind of bounce those ideas off each other, and we hear what we're doing, and then we kind of build things of our own based off of what we hear other people. So I wouldn't say there's much competition. It's more like we use each other to build up.
Yeah.
More like a camaraderie than competition.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's really cool. So for the young listeners, because a lot of kids will listen to this now, a lot of East kids will listen to these podcasts.
Yeah.
What would you tell them, you know, how you came into it? You know, a little trepidation at first, but now you're ready to go for it. What would you tell the younger kids?
I mean, just go for it. I know it can be kind of scary at first. Just go for it. You never know, really. If you would have asked me, like, 7th grade Lexi, who was trying to figure out how to work a computer, if I was going to have, like, an Emmy-nominated feature film on Arkansas PBS, or I'd be going to the University of Kansas for sports media, I would have said you are absolutely crazy. That's not happening. So, like, you really never know. The thing about East is, I mean, it's all about problem-solving, and it's all about finding what you want to do. And so even if you don't know, like, I mean, I started out 3D printing. I tried to 3D print my 7th grade year. So even if you don't know, just try everything. And then you'll find your thing, and then you'll find your people with it. And it's so cool. That's the best way to sum it up. It's just so cool being a part of East and being, like, this deep into it.
Yeah, so we don't normally do this, but since you are who you are, go ahead and share with the listeners where they can see your videos and they can see stuff like that.
Yeah, so my feature film, it's called Speaking Volumes on Arkansas PBS. You can find it on, like, the Arkansas PBS YouTube channel or on the Arkansas PBS website. You can find our live stream CCHS Live on the Cross County School District webpage, or if you go to Vimeo.com, you can just look up CCHS Live ! At the end, and then you'll find it there. I'm trying to think what else I've done. The King Cotton Hot Day Classic, I don't think you can watch it now since it's passed, but I mean, it's every December. I don't know if I'll be there this year, though. I'll be in Kansas. I'm gonna cry a little bit on that
one. Yeah, but still fun.
Yeah, there's different events. I mean, I've helped live stream the East Scholarship Luncheon, helped live stream with a nonprofit in Little Rock, Real Images. They have a luncheon every year, so there's different things here and there. So
that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Keep in touch with us.
Absolutely.
Let us know.
I would love to.
We'll love to promote you also.
Thank y'all so much.
Hey, thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to this conversation recorded live at the 2024 East Initiative Conference in Hot Springs, Arkansas.